Welcome to the Aarna Law Podcast. I'm your host, Kamala Naganand, Managing Partner, Aarna Law. In our series, Celebrating Trailblazing Women in Various Sectors, we dive deep into their professional journeys and explore how intellectual property plays a critical role in their success. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Shalini, the founder and entrepreneur behind Click to Travel, a boutique travel agency known for creating personalized travel experiences. Shalini has over two decades of experience in the luxury travel industry, having worked with renowned multinational companies before venturing into entrepreneurship. In this episode, Shalini shares her inspiring journey of building Click to Travel from the ground up, from overcoming the initial challenges of establishing a business to navigating the rapidly changing landscape of travel. Shalini has continuously adopted and adapted to thrive. We also delve into the importance of intellectual property for her brand, discussing her IP strategy, addressing potential infringements, and educating her team on the insights of protecting their innovative ideas. Join us as we explore the world of luxury travel, entrepreneurship, and the crucial role IP plays in safeguarding unique business ventures like Click to Travel. Hi, Shalini. Welcome to this podcast series. Really appreciate the time that you've taken to join us today.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Kamala.
I was very inspired by how you would sit down and multitask on your computer in the middle of all the chaos of what we were going through as a cohort. Yeah. I want to begin by asking you, you are into the work that you do. So what inspired you to start Click to Travel?
I'm a trained pilot. I was always inclined towards travel. That was like my first love ever since I can remember, maybe 15, 16. That's when we start thinking seriously what we need to do with our life. And for unfortunate reasons, I couldn't complete my certification of being a commercial pilot. And so the next best option, and in those days, girls were always told by their mothers that you can't be a glorified waitress. Not that I want to demean any. I was more than happy to even be an air hostess. And then the next best option for me was to, in travel, start working. So I started working with American Express and then Carlson Wagonly into corporate travel. And the natural progression for me after I got married was to start my own company.
Super. So what motivated you to say, okay, I'm going to start my own company? Because as an entrepreneur, right, we know that you need blood, sweat and toil, but also you need that determination.
Yeah. So I did not anticipate that it's going to be this difficult. I thought it's going to be as easy as probably working for someone, because then you're not looking into finances and marketing, business development and all of that. So I thought it's going to be pretty easy. And anyway, now that I'm married and I need the flexibility, so I thought this was the best way forward. And considering my husband is also from travel, we thought we'd make it work together. So it seemed like the best way forward then.
Super. Can you share with us some of the key challenges that you faced as an entrepreneur and moving from employee mindset to entrepreneurial mindset?
Oh, an employee mindset is so comfortable. You come, you finish your job and you leave. You can take your leaves and switch off your phone. But as an entrepreneur, your phone can never be switched off. You always need a backup. You need to keep thinking that you have to pay the salaries. So you're on your toes and every business is welcome. So, yeah, it's tougher, but it's more rewarding as a person.
So in the early days, right?
Yeah.
What were some of the challenges that you faced and how did you overcome them? Because I'm sure it must have been a steep learning curve, right?
Yeah. So back in the day, we had manual tickets which had to be issued. They were not just as easy as paper tickets. And we had to fax a lot of things. Everything was faxed to the airline. There were no emails. But of course, coming back to now, it's way more simpler. So I think I've just seen it all, from manual issuances to faxing tickets and getting approvals. And then now it's just everything is at a click of a button on WhatsApp. It's a lot of learning, adapting to technology, increasing the business volumes, considering from earlier it was just tickets to simple hotels to now experiential travel, which has completely and drastically changed in a traveler's mindset.
Yeah, that brings me to the next question on the dynamic and constant evolving nature of the travel industry.
Yeah.
Customer preferences, hotels, trends. How do you stay ahead of the curve and keep up?
Reading a lot. A lot of it is learning. I attend global conferences, get to know what are the trends abroad, and then how they're going to be, how soon would they be coming into India or start promoting accordingly. So yeah, to attend a lot of global conferences and to read a lot of information on travel trends keeps me ahead.
And in terms of the customer choices, right, and preferences,
yeah.
How
yeah.
do you keep up with that?
Customer trends, it's very different, honestly. You know how diverse India is. So North India is more like, my friend has been here and I want to go here. But Western India is more, the clients are more versed with what they want to do. So goes with South of India. They know what they want and they see a lot of trends on the internet. And then they come to us that this is what we want. So it's very different with different markets between North, South and West.
Customers are very demanding. So how do you, is there a metric that you look at while, because yours is a very customer facing. So what are the kind of initiatives that you've trained your people with to ensure that they're able to deliver as high customer relationship satisfaction as you do? Because I'm sure you have members of your team also customer facing.
So we do a lot of trainings with the team on customer satisfaction. We take a lot of feedbacks. Every trip has a feedback, learnings, and we need to keep being on the ball to know what is the client liking, what they're not liking, taking daily feedbacks while our clients are on trips to know if there's anything they need. It is a high-pressure job where you constantly need to be on up-to-date with different time zones where our clients are and to know if they're doing okay or any changes in their itinerary and everything.
So with growing awareness about environmental impact,
yeah,
like amongst the customers as well as the hotels, right? Have you thought about doing things to promote sustainable travel?
So sustainable travel, honestly, is still getting popular and it's more with the high-end travelers. A normal traveler, honestly, max they would do is carry their own water bottle instead of littering with plastic bottles. But a high-end traveler will look at the what is the carbon emission and how the hotel is adapting sustainability and all of that. But it's still at a very nascent stage.
Fantastic. In terms of trends, are there any trends that you see in travel? And can you share some of that with us for this year?
There's glamping, which is getting really popular, and motorhomes, which people are really enjoying because it's very impromptu and not as planned. But a lot of people are enjoying sitting under the stars and just driving around, parking their motorhomes. There's also sleep travel, which is still very, it's not really started the boom here, but it's going to grow in the next 6 to 8 months. Because
what is sleep travel?
It's just you're going to a place which has no network. And you're not distracted with social media and you're not sacrificing your sleep. So all you're doing is engaging in slower activities like we were discussing earlier, reading a book and or growing organic stuff, pottery, all of that. Basically engaging in slower activities in a no network area and not compromising on sleep and getting a lot of sleep during your holiday.
That's it.
I think going to be a good trend for 2024-25.
Super. I think everybody is becoming more conscious of the importance of sleep then.
Because everyone needs a digital detox. We are all living in a time where we are just out and about all the time and on our phones for every single thing.
So let me ask you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you tell us some of the most bizarre requests that have come your way in the travel?
Yeah, there are quite a few. People want to know the size of the pot that goes. Is it round? Is it oval? Yeah, it's weird. I know. I would still think that knowing the bed size is way simpler than getting into these nitty-gritties. Yeah, there are actually a lot of them. And some also come under NDA, which I can't be putting it up here. But
what has been the most exciting travel plan that you have created for client in the last year?
Doing Antarctica. Doing offbeat things like maybe South America, Antarctica, planning, even like I just said, a self-driven, a motorhome holiday, because it's very different from your normal holiday. If the guests are going to be parking out tonight, we need to know exactly where they're going to be parking, where is their accommodation, what is available. And you have a lot of pods which are coming up now in New Zealand and South Africa, which is getting really popular. These small glass homes, and they give you fantastic views, but again, they're in the middle of nowhere. So getting to arranging food and their safety, they're safe, yes, but we as Indians, we are alert at all times. So all of that, I think, yeah, just doing experiential stuff is very exciting.
So what is your ideal customer profile?
A high net worth client who's looking at an experiential holiday. Not run-of-the-mill stuff, but unique celebrations, multi-generational travel where grandparents and grandchildren travel together to bond, or golfing holidays, women travel wherein we're curating holidays especially for women as per their specifications. So putting in their spa, putting in a bit of learning. It could be calligraphy, it could be belly dancing, all of that. And also inculcating in their travel a lot of local experiences. So I think, yeah, that's definitely my forte.
So have you done anything to protect the intellectual property by registering a trademark? Or
Yes. We have registered the trademark because it is, again, a very common name. And there are people who did venture in with the same name. We've had 3 or 4 companies, not exactly maybe like ours is numeric 2 travel. So people put in TO or just put click 8 and just changing 1 or 2 words here and there. But we did contact them. So 2 of them agreed and changed their name because we told them it was already trademarked. 1 continued, but it was slightly different. So it didn't affect us because their profile and our profile was totally different.
Super. So is there any awareness that you build amongst members of your team as well on IP protection and what they should do to ensure that if they do come across such infringing issues, they raise it up with you?
Yeah, we do. We train them. But again, it's not so much, probably once or twice a year when we do discuss these issues. But we've not gone in depth into it. But of course, everyone has their ears and eyes open. And in case there is a similar name, we are alerted about it.
So what next for Click to Travel?
Trends and travel is at its all-time boom, actually. So yeah, just a lot of experiential and exciting travel planning for Click to Travel. And we've grown from doing everything to corporates, to brand activation, and now found our forte in experiential travel. And I'm an ally with Transformation Travel Council, wherein I keep learning and taking, you know, sessions and conferences wherein we workshops, basically, where we learn about these trends and how to slow down, and maybe it's shamanic breathing or retreats, all of that. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to incorporating these learnings and forming a retreat someday for my clients.
Super. And so what does Shalini do for downtime? Does she also travel? Or after having so much of work travel, Shalini likes to stay home?
I love to stay home and do nothing and just be with the kids and watch a movie with popcorn. That's actually something that I love to do for downtime, which is very rare. But whenever I want to relax and just de-stress, this is what I love to do. Because we're traveling all the time. I'd rather be home.
And home is where the heart is.
Totally. Absolutely. You got that.
Thank you so much for this amazing conversation, Shalini. It always uplifts me whenever I speak to you. Really appreciate the time you've taken to be with us today. Thank you.
It is amazing to chat up with you. Always.
Thank you for joining us on this Aarna Law podcast. We hope you enjoyed this insightful conversation with Shalini Singh. Stay tuned as we continue to spotlight exceptional women who are making waves in their industries. For our full podcast library and updates on future episodes, visit our website www.aarnalaw.com. Until next time, take care and stay inspired by the trailblazing women shaping the future.